Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Cue role play, me in the 80s. Hey, Mr. Doble, can I speak with Brandon, please?
Big John, who's this?
It's Larry down the street. Just want to know if he can come out.
There's no down the street in my house, but
come out and play. My childhood, where you had to call on a phone and ask someone if they could come out and play. We're going to talk about the phone today, like an actual phone, not just smartphone. But first, let's get 5 seconds of silence in. Brought to you by Smarticle. Here is your headphone. I love to twirl the cord. The young people pushing for a landline renaissance. This is great. Elena Demopoulos from The Guardian.
I think it's Demopoulos, but, you know, once again, a butcher name. And by the way, you forgot to do our moment of silence in our last show.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, I think people are going to write in. People are starting to count on that five seconds of silence. I do. Okay. I love it. All right, so Elena is as woke as anyone we've ever done on the show. She is a 9, if not a 10 on the woke meter. Her website's like, and I have green hair. Like, she is just a Gen Z full wokester, but she's great. I love her. I think I'd be friends with her. I think she's fantastic.
Landlines are nearing obsolescence. For many young people, though, they've gone the way of CD-ROMs, cassette tapes, and the humble printer. On TikTok, parents film their children holding wall phones like archival pieces, unsure of how to place a call. Payphones are long gone, but not everyone's ready to hang up the curly corded receiver. Nicole Randone, a 24-year-old from Westchester, New York, takes calls from her bedroom using a purple Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen branded landline, first sold in 2003. Quote, having a landline really bridges the gap between reality and my childhood fantasy. I feel like the main character in my favorite TV shows. Let's start this way, Brandon. Do you own a landline?
No, I haven't had a landline in over 10 years.
Well, I held it for a long time because I wanted it in case of emergency.
Yeah.
And so do we not?
No, because your phone, when you sign up for your iPhone now, they have a thing on there that says that the 911ers can basically use GPS. It's probably actually more accurate with your mobile than it is with a landline.
Is no reason for a landline in the universe we live in.
None whatsoever.
Really?
No, I mean, I guess the only reason you would have one is if for some reason the cell service blew up and there was a cell service and you needed a landline, but you'd be better off on a ham radio, quite frankly. So,
according to the Washington Post, barely a quarter of Americans live in homes that had one in 2022. A number is basically death drop since 2010. What about 63% of Americans have both wireless and landline options? So it seems about in 2010, that's when you lost your phone.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because this wasn't about that data, but those people that have phones, I bet you a lot of the people that have phones left are the ones that get it's like bundled and they get a VoIP phone. So it's over their internet. So I wonder how many people of the percentage that are left actually have physical phone lines that come in from the power line, you know, like they used to. I doubt there's many.
I just want to point this out before we get into the nostalgia.
Sure.
I don't know if you saw the report recently that the Russians have the nuclear warhead in the outer space that's going to kill us. That's going to take out the satellite. If the satellites go away, we don't use phones.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying if you really were worried about it, you get a ham radio because you can't blow up a ham radio.
Jesus, and then
you'd have to put it into an EMP-proof box.
What Gen Z Zoomer is going to go get a ham radio, bro?
Bro, I'm just saying that it's kitschy. It's only for kitsch. There's no real purpose of having it anymore.
Well, no, I just said there is. When the Russians bomb our satellite.
Bro, when they bomb our satellite, when they drop the EMP, it's going to burn up everything in those networks. So even the landlines aren't going to work because they're still connected to a computer somewhere and they've just burned all those up. That's what I'm saying. It's like even the landlines won't necessarily, I mean, they may, I guess if you had some old fashioned line in like Nebraska that wasn't, I don't know, well, didn't have computers. I don't know if there's such a thing anymore. Anywhere there's a computer, we'd be blown up. So yeah.
I know you grew up with like 1200 brothers and sisters.
Yes.
In a big plot of land. I had a brother and a sister. But I do remember the times when someone wanted to use the phone, there was only one, and you had to fight for the use of the phone. Yeah.
And it was used for us. It was like right in like the hallway.
Yes.
So you couldn't go off into your room and like, no. You had to like chat away on the phone with the person.
Paula Kessler is like, hey, can we do some freaky stuff on the phone? I'm like, I'm in the kitchen, Paula.
Remember they used to have those phones that would be hanging on the wall in the kitchen with a long line and your mom would be, they had the little connector piece that you would lean, your mom would lean down and she'd be able to walk around and talk on the phone. And then they went, and then the best part was like, what these Gen Zers probably don't get is that then we went to the radio phone where you pulled up the antenna and you could walk around the house with it.
That was a big deal.
You were a big deal when you could do that.
No, but bigger, but in between there was when you could get the really long phone cord and like go into a closet for like a second. And just get like a modicum of privacy.
Okay, look, dude, we could wax, you know, philosophically about landlines and everything. I mean, dude, I remember vividly having a rotary phone. So, I mean, it's like, and then
if you got
the number wrong, you had to start all over again. You're like, I remember when we first got the first push button. The point of all this is, I think, and as I was reading this, this reminds me of, I don't know if you were old enough, but there was this like phase, I think it was in the 80s, as I recall, maybe it was, I don't know, where people were like dressing up like 1950s people and they would
a sock cop.
Yeah, but they were like fully getting engaged and like being in the 50s driving the kind of cars, and that was like a fad. I mean, these things come and go. This is a fad, but the thing that I took from this that I thought was most interesting was the one thing that landline does is it disconnects you from the device in a sense. It disconnects from a screen.
Yeah.
You are just talking to somebody. You're not looking at the screen. My wife does it all the time.
You could have your smartphone open while you're on the landline.
Yeah, you could.
Just FYI. I mean,
you could, but the whole point of this was saying, well, yeah, you don't need you don't need a landline. That's not the point. That people choose this because they want to escape it. It's the same reason why people leave their phones at home when they go camping. The point to this, what the main point was, that kitschiness has an underside to it, which is that people like to disconnect. And if they can disconnect from their screens for even a few minutes, it just makes them feel better.
I don't know
if this is a trend that's going to last, but I do like it.
I'm going to push you back a little bit.
Oh, here we go.
Some technology that's old stands the test of time.
Yes.
For instance, people still buy record players, but they don't buy cassette tapes.
Right. And the reason they buy record players and not cassette tapes is very simple. The kind of people that buy records are audiophiles, and the sound from the type of thing that plays a record, typically it's the speakers, it has a warmer sound. That's the reason why they buy records, not because they don't like cassette tapes necessarily, because cassette tapes just didn't sound as good. The reason people buy vinyl is because it sounds good.
Cassette tapes sucked ass.
Yeah,
because you gotta rewind them. You couldn't, but like, I remember when let's date ourselves, old grandpa.
Yeah.
When the CD came into form and you're like, wait a minute, I could just like push to the next song.
Yeah.
That was remarkable.
Love it.
Remarkable.
Now, I will say, you know, speaking of sort of going back to, I have no desire to get a landline again, but I have been kicking around the idea of picking up a real classic record player, the kind of an all-in-one that has a speaker. I have some nice speakers, but I don't use any of that stuff anymore because I do everything digitally. And I'm like, man, it would be kind of cool to just pop on the second side of Dark Side of the Moon and play it all through without going. That's, I think, the same general idea.
I have multiple people in my life that over the last year have gone to the record player.
Oh.
And it is nice in theory. I think it's great in your head. And then you actually get one and then you have to move the needle and then.
Yeah, I get it.
But if you have the time and you want to be a little old school, that's not the worst thing.
Yeah, but so let's play this out a little bit. You've got a, maybe your basement or whatever, and you've got your record player and you just want to do whatever. You put it on, you just, it's in the background. It's just that the sound is so good. I mean, that's the reason why people want it, because the sound is so good. It's so much better than digital. There's just, but look, I mean, again, it's a kitschy thing. Most people don't have record players anymore and most people won't, but it's like, you know, kind of like anything. Most people don't ride horses, but people love horses and they buy them and they're super expensive. So yeah, there's things that have a place, but not necessarily in everyday use.
Just the backside of that, going back to the way back machine, is that if you had a record,
way back machine,
you had a record player, you had records, and records had album covers, and the art's amazing. And I have
that's the biggest loss. The CD covers and the record player covers, I mean, that used to be a whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Now you basically, the liner notes on a record.
They don't do that.
They don't do that anymore.
That's literally, the liner notes went extinct.
Yeah. And if you talk to anybody that's under the age of 30, most likely, you said, hey, you ever check out the liner notes? They have no idea what you're talking about. I think that if something is good, like the sound of a record player, it will find a life somewhere. So I think that landlines will probably, it's a fad, but kind of a cool fad. I mean, I could see getting a being on, but I grew up with them, so I'm not nostalgic for them. I think kids that didn't grow up with them are nostalgic for something that they never had.
This is great moment. I'm on the phone, Paula Kesterson in like the 80s.
Oh,
and Paula's like,
Paula.
And my mom's like, Larry, can I use the phone? I'm like, oh my God.
Oh yeah, the other line, the one when they pick up and listen in, you're always worried your parents were picking. So I one time, this is a true story, I had a buddy, and you know, I grew up on this commune, and this buddy of mine, he wanted marijuana, and I didn't smoke marijuana. I was an athlete, I just wasn't into it. I wasn't into weed, but he wanted to get some weed, and he knew that I could get it, so he calls me up and says, hey dude, can you get me some weed? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure I could probably ask somebody to get you some or whatever. And his dad or his mom had picked up the line at the same time, we're listening in. I got called into the principal. I was like a drug. I was like, what? I didn't even do this. This was this dude. But it was because they could listen in. So, yeah, don't sell weed over a landline. That's the rule, I guess.
Brandon, thank you for sharing that you're the biggest drug dealer in Cloverdale, Philly.